Matt Heimovitz is in Montana for performances with the String Orchestra of the Rockies and special events happening today, and now joins me in our studios here at Montana Public Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So nice to have you back in Montana. You were here for some performances a while back, and we've got a busy schedule for you, and I know we don't have a ton of time now. You're headed off right after this to do a master class at the University of Montana. That will be in the Music Recital Hall. And then the President's Lecture Series event is also this evening at 8 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall. And, of course, the main event for the weekend is the concert on Sunday night, 7:30, again at the Music Recital Hall on the UM Missoula campus with the String Orchestra of the Rockies. So great to have you here in Montana.
It's great to be here. I love Montana. I love being here.
One of the things that I've always loved about your career, more than 30 recordings now, a great variety of things, but you seem to be one of the musicians who really enjoys collaborating and really enjoys kind of exploring lots of different kinds of music and musical performance opportunities, right?
I definitely have a wide range of musical interests, and I like collaborating with fellow performers, but I love collaborating with composers and improvisers and sort of doing what I can to expand the repertoire, the cello repertoire.
Well, you've certainly had quite a bit in terms of touring and performing with Christopher O'Reilly. I understand you'll be doing some more of that coming up. Of course, guest soloist with a number of different orchestras and performances. A new record coming out, Music of Bach?
I have a new album. After 15 years, I recorded, 15 years ago, I recorded the Bach cello suites for the first time. And very shortly after that recording, I started to have, my interpretation started to evolve. and I knew I was headed to another recording, but I didn't expect it to be as different as it's turned out. So 15 years later, I'm recording on Baroque cello and cello bow and cello piccolo, the sixth suite.
Wow, sounds wonderful. That'll be out not too long from now.
In a couple of weeks, I'm waiting for my copies to arrive from Amsterdam. We work now with record label, Oxengill Records, works with Pentatone Records, which is based in Amsterdam. And so there's a couple of day delay to get those CDs. But once they arrive, I'm looking forward to that.
You had a period of time where you left the concert hall for a while and performed in a number of non-traditional venues as part of something that you did. From what I've read, both for the experience as a musician, but also to bring the instrument to people that might not otherwise have had a chance to hear it. How has it changed you to go back to the concert hall and to the recording studio in a way after doing that?
Well, I grew up in the concert hall to some extent. I mean, I was playing with the major orchestras by the time I was 13 or 14 years old. So that was home for me. That's what I really knew. The going into a rock and roll club like CBGB, that was pretty foreign and sometimes scary for me, from someone of my background. And it became a very important, it is an important part of my musical life now. And it took on kind of a life of its own. But the comfort in the concert hall has never really gone away. And what I've learned from the more intimate venues, basically the idea of bringing that sense of chemistry and that sense of intimacy and that sense of connection with an audience, and that every performance that you have, you want it to be an event. You want it to really, really mean something to whoever's there, whether it's a few people or many. And those lessons, absolutely, I bring back now to the concert hall.
Well, we'll get you off to a master class. I do want to ask a little bit about what you'll be performing, both tonight at the President's Lecture Series at the University of Montana. I assume you're going to play some. Talk about a little bit of what you play tonight, and then maybe a couple of highlights that you're looking forward to with the String Orchestra concert on Sunday.
Well, I'm gonna feature some of my latest project, which is actually called Overtures to Bach. So I'm going to play some Bach, of course. Interspersed with that, these overtures from composers, Vijay Iyer from the jazz world, Philip Glass, I commissioned for a new work, Roberto Sierra, kind of it's got a Caribbean feel to it before the fourth suite of Bach. It depends how good the audience is. I might even play some Beatles on cello, solo cello. But yeah, it'll be a range of pieces, really kind of weaving back and forth between the Bach and some of these contemporary pieces that I've commissioned that really react to the Bach.
And what will you be playing with the string orchestra on Sunday?
I'm very excited about that concert. It's beautiful. Kind of collection of pieces. We're going to be doing the Stravinsky Suite Italienne, which you just heard, with cello and piano, but now it's going to be even more colorful with solo cello and strings. And then we have a Vivaldi cello concerto, which is always incredible fun. I mean, there's so many of them, and we tend to take them for granted, but each one is really so inventive, and he was really the father in some ways of the cello concerto, and also my instrument, Venetian cello from 1710. I like to think that maybe Vivaldi commissioned it for his ospedale in Venice for one of the girls, because it's a little smaller than usual. So, I always love playing Vivaldi, and then we're gonna close it out with two beautiful arrangements of American composer Victor Herbert, who was a cellist himself, and he wrote dozens of musicals that were, you know, on Broadway for Broadway. And so I think two of the tunes come from those musicals.
That sounds like a fabulous weekend of activity. And once again, here's your opportunities. There is a masterclass beginning at the University of Montana in about 15 minutes. We've got to get him across campus. It's a masterclass at the Music Recital Hall from 3 to 5 today. The UM President's Lectures Series event will be at 8 o'clock tonight at the Music Recital Hall on campus. And then the big concert with the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Tickets are still available for that event. The other events today are free. The Sunday concert is at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall. You can go to sormt.org or call 493-2990 for more information. The cellist Matt Heimovitz joining us here on Montana Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.